Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing into lies and disinformation. Thanks for joining us into the third hour of Global Transmission Against Tyranny. Believe me, things would be a lot worse if you and I and others weren't out there fighting the globalists, exposing them for their myriad crimes. We're now into the third hour, just covered a bunch of news on the Bilderberg Group. More on that coming up, more on the war on terror, the grisly images of dead U.S. troops laying around a burning Humvee. Just a ton of information in this third hour. Right now, though, let's go to the calls. Let's talk to Danny in Tennessee. Danny, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Hey, those two articles you just read were just scary. I mean, you can tell how this whole system is being set up to kill people that's not going to take the microchips and kill people who's not going to worship these idiots. And shocking articles. And my wife had bought me Wake Up or Waco for our anniversary, and I watched it last night, and that film brought tears to my eyes. And I wanted to ask if you could put that on Prison Planet TV so I could make CD copies of that and hand it out.
Oh, that's not on the website? Yeah, we'll try to put that up there on the PrisonPlanet.tv for people.
Yeah, that's the only video you've made that's not up there. And it was, I thought it was one of the best ones I've ever seen. It was just, it was good to actually see the Branch Davidians and see that these were normal, loving people.
Well, what that was is Mike Hansen took all these TV shows I'd done and condensed them down. He did a pretty good job, and we've actually together, I think, made like three different versions of that. That's kind of a video that we update as it goes along.
Yeah, it was just incredible. And you know, when you were talking about the Bilderbergers, it made me think. I had a lady come in my restaurant the other day, and I was talking to another customer about the New World Order, and of course she started calling me a hippie and a kook, and I'm probably the most conservative man on the earth. I think the only things you should register is globalists and sodomites, but that's beside the point. But I said, well, I keep all your videos at the store, and I'll play them for people. And I said, ma'am, you know, the same people that's going to these Bilderberger meetings are the same people that are going out to Bohemian Grove and worshiping the devil and having, you know, human sacrifice and everything else they're doing. And
well, they say it's an effigy. We don't know they're killing people.
Right, yeah, I mean, and she started asking, you know, I said, well, ma'am, I've got the video. I'll be glad to let you borrow it, or we can watch it right here. And she kept saying, oh, you're crazy. I don't believe you. And I said, well, I've got the video right here. You're welcome to take it home, make a copy of it, or, you know, we'll pop it in the VCR and watch it. And it was just, you know, 15 minutes of, oh, you're a hippie, you're a liberal, you're just trying to discredit Bush, blah, blah, blah.
Did you say to her, ma'am, you've certainly heard of Skull and Bones?
Right, you know, she was...
It was caught on video, them going, Hail Satan, this sacrifices to you, and doing mock throat slittings. That was national TV 3 years ago.
Right, and that's, you know, she thinks, she's like one of the Rush Limbaugh followers. Oh, it's just good Skull and Bones fun, just good fraternity fun.
And so I guess Richard Nixon, talking about the orgies in his own presidential tape now released, I guess that too is liberal propaganda.
Right, it's just amazing. I mean, people, we are so close now to this whole thing unfolding. And if people do not wake up, I mean, we're screwed. I mean, it's every day. You know, I can remember when I got into this years ago when the Marine Corps asked me if I'd kill Americans and kill patriots. And you would see articles like this, you know, every few days, a few times a week. And now it's every single day.
How many years ago was it that the Marine Corps asked you if you'd kill Americans?
This was back in 1998, and I think I talked to you about it on air one time. They brought me in. A brigadier general was having a survey. You want me to wait till after the break?
Yeah, I think people, I mean, this has been in the news, but it's good to hear it directly from somebody. I mean, you know, will you kill Americans if ordered to do so? And if you say no, you get sent overseas, you get given the deadly vaccines. If you say yes, you get plain clothes, get to sneak around, deal drugs, do everything else.
Yeah.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back, Danny. Then we'll go to Tony and Rick and Bill and Mick and others. InfoWars.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes, 45 seconds into the third hour of global transmission. In my film, Police State 2000, made in 1999, we show Marines from Maryland to California, the Army from Texas to St. Louis, running urban warfare training drills, covertly leasing buildings, blowing them up in the dead of night, next door to nursing homes, foreign troops running around screaming, black helicopters swarming. I mean, it's video, newscast, interviews, news articles. And then we show the Marines training to confiscate our guns here domestically. I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's fact. And now we're hearing the generals say, yeah, we may have to do this because the terrorists hit us. But they set it all up beforehand. This is all part of a larger program. And back in the early 90s, we all heard about the 29 Palms survey. But that wasn't even an official survey. Will you fire on Americans under Presidential Decision Directive 25? Since then, there have been countless surveys and questionnaires that have been public on this. And they give them all these scenarios. You know, there's a terror attack, or there's a bio release, and people are riding with guns. Will you fire on them? Will you put them in camps? And the government has to get the troops to say yes so they can move ahead. And in the past, most of them have said no. Now I'm hearing those numbers are getting worse. In the past, it was 70%+ that said no. But then they would just take, you know, the 20% that said yes and promote them and move them into positions of power and keep them here domestically. And then the Wall Street Journal a few months ago reported that at UTU you have an anti-war rally. You know, these secret police, these military army intelligence officers harass you and go to the dean and try to get videos of it. And we have troops in suits, or, you know, they got long hair and earrings, and they're all over the place, driving around their black vehicles, machine guns. The really criminal ones who they test out are shipping narcotics around and videotaping, you know, the mayors with their prostitutes. And, I mean, it's sinister KGB-style stuff going on. And then whole other blocks of troops are involved in surveillance with the helicopters, and they've now got drones in the skies, and it's all part of your new freedom. But going back to Danny, real quick, finish up, Danny. Tell folks about Will You Fire on Americans. Are you there, Danny?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just in a nutshell, tell people that story of how you were in the Marine Corps in the late 1990s, what they said to you.
Well, what had happened, I was in a real bad wreck over in Japan, and I just splattered my body. I can barely walk now. And I transferred back to Camp Lejeune. And my officer, the guy I worked for, he told me that I needed to go up to division headquarters and take a survey. And I asked him, I said, well, sir, you know, what's it about? And he said, I don't know. And at the time, I was getting out on a medical discharge, so I figured it just had something to do with the whole medical program.
Yeah, see, now that you were injured, they would have used you as an intelligence officer domestically, but go ahead.
Yeah, what happened was I went up there, and it was a female brigadier general. She was the one over the survey. And they brought me in and had all these weird questions. And then Major finally asked me, he said, if martial law was declared in America and you had to go door-to-door to take guns from Americans, would you be willing to use deadly force on Americans that would give up their guns? And I said, sir, I said, no way. I said, I'd kill the officer that gave me that order, though. And we were all just outraged about the entire thing. And this was a pretty widespread thing. I think they were doing it all over the Marine Corps, and then I'm hearing reports it's going on in the Army also. And that's what really got me thinking, and then seeing all the rider trucks in the Marine Corps. And I was in during the time when General Krulak was commandant, and his big thing was urban warfare, and that's when we were invading cities and stuff. And I saw posters back then. One of their urban warfare things was a green dragon rising out of the New York Harbor and eating the World Trade Center.
Yeah, that's actually in Police State 2000.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one of the things. I said, good grief, what's going on in this country? And then once I got out of the Marine Corps, that's when I started. You know, I can barely walk, so I spend about 10 hours a day researching the New World Order and Satanism and everything that's going on. And of course, it just blew my mind, and then I found you and watched all your videos, and that opened my eyes that much more. And, you know, people have caught away. I mean, this is when they're asking Marines, hey, will you kill American citizens? You know, half these guys are brainwashed.
No, I hear you, Danny. Great points. I wish you'd set up a video camera on yourself and tell your story and mail it to me. I'd air it on local television and just have it, you know, a video shot of about from your chest up to your head. And, you know, in a quiet room and just have the camera about 2 feet from you and tell your story. And I'd put it on TV locally. In fact, I have Marines and people, military people in Police State videos. In Road to Tyranny, I have that. There was this Marine Corps officer who was then a police officer, now owns a, you know, computer company here in town in the late 1980s. He had photos of this, you know, all the stuff. Of course, I couldn't show all that because, you know, it would tell people who he was. But in the late 1980s, he was in Virginia raiding. I said, oh, you're raiding drug dealers. No, gun dealers, people's homes. And, you know, the Marines would dress up in these police jackets and kick in doors and go in with their MP5s. And that was when he was still in the Marine Corps. And remember, 2 weeks ago, I had Sergeant Massey on, who had been in the Associated Press, talking about how they'd mow down women and children. And he was on the show, and he talked about as soon as he got back, you know, he's having flashbacks of all this children dying in his arms. He gets a call from the sheriff, oh, I want to hire you. You know, there's this liaison. And a lot of these guys don't have a conscience like Danny or like Sergeant Massey. They love it, and they're going to be out pulling you and your wife over, your daughter over. And so they're building the cadres right now. And top generals are now spouting off about how good martial law is. So we're in serious trouble. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Colorado. Tony, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Twofold question, kind of digressing from your current topic, but one being, what's your thoughts on the real estate market collapsing and also the Wall Street collapsing?
Well, that's a complex question, but obviously the Federal Reserve's been printing money like it's going out of style. The dollar's been devalued by 40-plus percent, fluctuates between 42 and 46%. And again, somebody in Mexico knows what it means to have a bad peso, but the average yuppie thinks it's good. Oh, great. Bush said it's good. You know, hamburger jobs are manufacturing. So it's all this la-la land statistics. They're telling us how great things are, but housing's going flat. A lot of key economic numbers are in trouble. They claim, oh, there's more job hiring. Well, that's because more people are going off the unemployment rolls, so they're not counted as unemployed. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that it's very, very serious.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's talk to Rich in New York. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, how are you doing, Alex?
Fine.
Okay, I just want to mention a few things real quick. Chuck Baldwin was tapped as the vice presidential candidate for the Constitution Party.
Yeah, he's a real Christian conservative.
He's excellent. I love his report.
We carry them at Prison Planet, by the way.
Right. And also, I just want to mention mention about the Stop the FTAA thing run by the John Birch Society activate Congress.
Stop the Free Trade Area of the Americas, which is the EU of America, the Pan-American Union.
Right. And, the bad thing about it, of course, is that it's going to outsource all the rest of our jobs to
the Congressional
country.
Budget Office says that the high-tech layoffs alone in the next 5 years, by 2007, will be seven times worse than what they are now.
Right.
And Bush says exporting jobs, this was last year, is our main export, that it's good. The same week he said that hamburger jobs are manufacturing.
Yep.
No, you didn't hear that?
Oh, I heard that. You've been mentioning that for a long time.
Yeah, how good it is and how we have all these new industry jobs. Yes.
So I guess people can go to www.jbs.org and click on the Activate Congress, Stop the FTAA banner, and they can go from there. And I'm going to be speaking with my congressman. I live on Long Island. I'm going to be speaking with my congressman, Steve Israel, about it next couple of weeks when he's in the area. So.
Well, that's good. Are people in New York aware? I mean, how many know that something's fishy with 9/11?
Most of the people I talk to, I'm pretty close to my family, so, but friends of mine, I have a couple of friends who are more liberal than they are conservative. I mean, in terms of, like, they voted for Ralph Nader in the last election. But they have an open ear in terms of, different ideas of what happened and stuff. You know, I discuss it with them, but, I do the best I can, but most people, I don't know, I got a negative viewpoint from New York, I guess.
Well, that's interesting. That's too bad. Anything else?
Well, we have, look at our senators. I mean, we got, Schumer, who's a, forget it, in terms of gun grabbing, and Hillary, I mean, that speaks volumes right there.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Bill in Ohio. Bill, go ahead.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, something you've been saying, I wanted to ask about. You said that they're going to start trying to do a background check on people for any kind of transactions.
Well, they've been doing it for 10 years, but now it's going to be everything.
Well, I was going to say, how would that work for, like, for cash transactions? I can understand, if you go in to buy a car and or to get a loan for a house or something. That I can understand.
No, they're not just running a background check for the loan. They're running you through the government databases to track and trace what you're up to.
Well,
but let me tell you how it's going to work.
I mean, how could they do it with, if it's a cash transaction?
Let me tell you how.
It's going to walk out.
You want me to answer the question?
Sure.
In the next couple of years, the so-called conservatives are going to say, we've got a new national sales tax. We're going to cut the income tax. And so even if you pay cash, you're going to have to swipe your card or enter your Social Security number, because we can't have the poor paying sales tax, but we have to make sure you're not cheating, though, so it's going to be a sliding scale for how much money you make, how much sales tax you make, and so that's going to be the point of sales scan.
Has there been anything published?
Oh yeah, a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Do you have some of it on the website?
We certainly do. Yes, we do post that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. It's a very good question. But understand, with a face scanning camera, they don't need you to swipe a card. a card. Because when you got your driver's license or ID card, they face scanned you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living foods. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley, grass seed, and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers. And if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today. www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250.
All right, I'm going to take a few more calls, then we're going to break. I'm going to come back with some of the Big Brother tracking systems in your car. Then we'll get into some more developments in Iraq and how they've put in a puppet dictatorship. I saw an editorial cartoon, Bush giving a speech. You know, the Iraq government is not puppets. They're actually Muppets. Okay, I'm sorry. Also, some of the reasons why Tenet may have resigned. Tenet resigns as CIA director. Three harsh reports on agency due out. So he's kind of the sacrificial lamb. And an interesting article about a yearbook containing anti-Semitic messages and what they did. What they did because of this. The very interesting precedent being set here. Right now, Mick in Arizona. Mick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, on that depleted uranium, the government did a study and they found a supplement that actually is very effective against radiation poisoning called beta-glucan. Nancy Corky's got the little spin-offs of the study. But they should be handing out like candy in the VA hospital, but they're not. The only reason or excuse is they want them dying and sick once they're through with them.
Well, you know, we've interviewed several of the top scientists. The man who wrote the book on the depleted uranium for the Pentagon literally wrote the book. It was there studying it for them, and they know it's killing the troops. Thousands and thousands have died from it. Tens of thousands are sick, and they've used at least 10 times the amount in the second Gulf War they used in the first Gulf War. And this time it's not out in the middle of the desert they use it. It's in all the big cities, and now our troops have taken over the bases that were bombarded with this stuff. It's very, very serious.
Very serious.
But that just shows what the government thinks of the people they're asking to go after the citizens.
I know for a fact that's what they think of us. Hey, on the police, it's almost like all those horror stories about the police, it's almost like they've been taken over by a vampire cult and wanting to take your blood in. No?
Hey, oh, yeah, that's in Arizona. They pull you over and take your blood on the side of the road, yeah.
Yeah. And they'll tase you in the back of the head if you don't. Hey,
that's right. They beat that guy to death who wouldn't give him blood, yeah.
Hey, on Georgia Nori had this guy, William Bramley, on who did an expose called a book called God's Beaten. And he researched the secret societies called the Society of the Snake. And according to Mr. Bramley, they started branching into the police in the 1930s. And the Society of the Snake is based in London, according to David Icke. Guess who's the powers of being us? London. It would be Prince Charles. Queen's Melinda.
Yeah, I hear you. Your phone's kind of breaking up. Thanks for the call, sir. Let's talk to Carl. Carl, where are you calling us from?
Calling from Virginia. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. Great job you're doing there, and keep it up, and I hope that you get a lot more stations carrying your program.
Well, thank you.
I was scanning the shortwave frequencies this morning with an ICR-75 and came across a frequency of 17.494. I had the call letters of this station, and it was broadcasting a message that the U.S. Navy is taking their vessels out at sea, anticipating something big to occur. Have you heard anything on this?
Maybe that's actually been in a bunch of the foreign papers and even our own, that massive fleets worldwide are being launched right now.
Well, I'm going to hang up and let you take another caller. Could you give me a little more info on that, Alex?
Yeah, again, I think it was back on Tuesday or so we mentioned some of this, and I've seen the articles that there's a lot of big, you know, the Russians are doing naval drills, our government is, the Chinese are, the Japanese, the North Koreans, the Europeans are, NATO is, and they've got the big G8 summit coming up next week. No protest allowed in Georgia, folks, in 6 counties. It's just a preemptive state of emergency. No protest allowed of Bush in Paris, and that was in Reuters yesterday, when he goes to Paris this weekend. So a lot of weird stuff going on. But again, this could all just be drilling for martial law. I don't know if they're about to throttle it into gear next week. Does that answer your question, Carl?
Yes, it did, Alex. I do appreciate it. And I also heard something from this broadcast on that frequency stating something about a comet coming close to the planet.
Soho
and all this mumbo-jumbo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a call about that in the first hour. And, again, that's the classic stuff we hear. You know, this is some meteorites or space junk blew up over the Pacific Northwest. And that story is confirmed and admitted by NASA.
Right.
But then somebody called in with a fake radio report on a big Seattle news station. This was in the AP last night, saying they were a scientist and they'd gone to the meteor site. That turned out to be false. And then it's this reoccurring urban legend of these comets and planet X's that'll kill us. And the people espousing it, you know, in a year from now will say it's about to kill us again. And a lot of that is the government has put out this story, put out this idea. And notice we've got the day after out right now, kind of creating the fear as well.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, always something to distract. And I'm not saying people shouldn't report on this. It's just you can't confirm it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is the air you breathe killing you?
What?
The Environmental Protection Agency studies state that indoor air is up to 70 times more polluted than outdoor city air. Even Oprah addressed this concern on her show. Heard enough?
Sure have. How can I purify my air?
Easy. Start with a visit to purifymyair.com. Order the home air purifier. Lab tested. The home air purifier will eliminate toxins like smoke, chemicals, allergens, pet dander, will kill all germs on your countertops, and more.
Wow, where can I get the home air purifier?
Just visit the web at purifymyair.com or call 1-888-88-MY-AIR. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Use promotional code MYAIR and find out how you can receive your free bathroom ionizer or a free vacation while supplies last. The home air purifier comes with a 90-day risk-free guarantee and free shipping.
I'm going to call 1-888-88-MY-AIR, or I'm going to purifymyair.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
All right, my friends, we will take some more of your calls coming up here in just a few minutes after I hit 10 or 15 other news articles. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. As you know, George Tenet, the gangster, the kingpin, the Mac Daddy, resigned yesterday morning. Lord Bush made the announcement. Tenet resigns as CIA director, three harsh reports on agency due. This is out of the New York Times. George J. Tenet, the besieged director of the Central Intelligence Agency, presided over a major expansion of American spy agencies, oh yes, but also critical intelligence failures, and they were great successes, abruptly resigned Thursday. Both Mr. Tenet and President Bush said their resignation was for personal reasons, but current and former intelligence officials noted that Mr. Tenet was anticipating heavy criticism from three reports expected to assail the agency either over its failure to detect the September 11, 2001 attacks, that'll be the whitewash report, terror plot, or the assessments that Iraq possessed unconventional weapons before the American invasion last year. Most damaging among them is the Senate Intelligence Committee report due this month, which is expected to single out errors. No, folks, the war on drugs is a great success. Triple the heroin, double the cocaine, more people in prison. The war on terror is a great success. They control the terrorists. They scare us into accepting tyranny. It's a great success for them. You have to look at it that way. Most damaging among them is the Senate Intelligence Committee report due this month, which is expected to single out errors made by the agency in its pre-war judgments. You mean its planting of fake news articles, fake letters from troops with fake signatures? You mean those? You mean running to known declared weapon sites and declaring that they were new? You mean that? You mean hiring Jerry Bruckheimer to produce the Saving Private Lynch report? I mean, come on. Some Republican senators, including Pat Roberts of Kansas, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, signaled to the administration in the past 2 weeks that the report conclusions would be so critical that it would raise questions about who should be held accountable, an official said. Another official said the highly critical nature of the report was widely known at the White House. Mr. Tenet is to be replaced by his deputy, John McLaughlin, who will serve as acting director. Mr. Bush is unlikely to nominate a permanent successor before the November election, Republicans said, because of confirmation battle this summer would attract more attention to the agency's assessments of Saddam Hussein's weapons. In another resignation at the CIA, a senior intelligence official said Thursday evening that James Pavitt, the head of the agency's clandestine service, is to announce Friday that he is retiring. The retirement of Mr. Pavitt, a CIA veteran, whose current title is Deputy Director of Operations, had been planned for some time, and nothing to do with Mr. Tenet's resignation, the agency official said. And it goes on and on. Continuing here, this is from CBS News, and the new appointed leader of Iraq, appointed by our government, says he wants our government to stay. See, that's the oxymoron. You know, I go appoint somebody as your ruler, and then I go, oh, this is freedom. See, the ruler says they want me to stay. Why, this is democracy. I mean, what? Again, do I have to explain that's a fraud? Appointed governments are not freedom. Bush says they're not puppets. I agree, they're Muppets. Iraq's foreign minister said U.S.-led forces are keeping his country from falling into chaos and must stay. Oh, how surprising. Our government's already said they'll be there for 10 years. But he joined key Security Council nations in insisting that a U.N. resolution ensure greater Iraq control over its own security. So, see, the U.N. will play the part of the good cop, as we told you 2 years ago they would. Hushar Zebrari appeared before the Security Council Thursday, 2 days after he was named. He was named part of the 33-member interim government that will assume sovereignty from the U.S.-led coalition on June 30th. They're assuming sovereignty. They're appointed by our government, and then magically they go, we're sovereign, but you're the boss. We want you to stay. It's like I put a gun to your head and go, now tell people that you like what I'm doing. I like what you're doing. I like it. I like it. I stress that any premature departure of international troops would lead to chaos and the real possibility of civil war in Iraq, he said. This would cause a humanitarian crisis and provide a foothold for terrorists. But he tempered his support for more than 150,000 troops, foreign troops in Iraq, by calling for the U.S.-British draft resolution, the resolution on Iraq sovereignty, to be more specific about the powers of the interim government and its relationship with a multinational force. Oh, my goodness. So, this is just ridiculous. About 6 years ago now, I first interviewed a Democratic member of the Wisconsin legislature. And he was ringing the alarm bell. He's on a federal board, Department of Transportation, and he was in a local newspaper there in Wisconsin, I think the Green Bay newspaper, going back from memory, and we had him on. He said, here's the federal plan. He faxed it to me. I covered it many times on air, and since then it's been in many other news articles. And he said, look, I've been in the meetings. They're going to put all these new federal orders on states, mandates, that are going to really double the price of running our roads, internal checkpoints, toll roads, all of this. Then they're going to say the answer is a national satellite tracking system. And, by the way, for 8 years, all the new cars have the plug-in in their ignition for the $25 to $50 satellite tracking taxation box itself that you're forced to pay for when you get tags or when you go in for emission testing. This is when I first started really, well, before that I'd been sent magazine articles by truckers where they were saying this was the future of it and what was going to happen. Then last year, Oregon came out in the Associated Press and said, yeah, we want to study,
in the next 2 years. We want to put satellite tracker boxes in all the cars, and lo and behold, magically they have the plug-ins for this in the ignition, just magically years before put in there. And we've been working with the feds. They'll administer it through the states and the counties, the cities, the states, the federal government, and even the international government will be paid a percentage, debited out of a bank account. You'll have to have a special bank account to have a car. Or they said you can pay at the pump. You'll plug in the computer at the pump, and then it will add on to your gas tax, and then that's shared with the county, the city, the state, the feds, the international. And then that also brings in total control of the local area, just like the national sales tax will. And so then they announced it. Then New York has got a bill introduced to do it. And they're moving ahead to do it, boys and girls. They're moving ahead to do it. And for 2 or 3 years, I've seen articles, and this is in my films, of course, where got a thumb scan to get a rental car. When you sign the agreement, it says, oh, by the way, there's a satellite tracker in your car. You'll pay $200 every time you go 1 mile over the speed limit. I mean, stuff like that. And here it is. See, it's starting there. This is the New Haven Advocate. Big Brother is driving you controversial and creepy technology, which lets car rental agencies track whether drivers are speeding, finally has had its day in court. Privacy loses. It took a jury of 6 Connecticut residents only 40 minutes to decide that ultimately Big Brother can ride shotgun. On Tuesday, May 25th, the case involving Acme Rent-A-Car, the notorious New Haven rental car company that used a satellite tracking device to catch customers speeding, finally came to a speedy and eerily quiet close. However, the decision in the case of Turner versus American Car Rental Car may open dangerous doors. James Turner sued Acme American Car Rental in New Haven Superior Court for invasion of privacy and violating the state's Unfair Trade Practices Act. After Acme automatically and without permission withdrew $450 from his bank account for speeding in an Acme minivan. It's $225 per speeding. The Whaley Avenue agency had equipped its vehicles with a global positioning device which tracks customers' locations and driving habits. Acme has stuck to its self-proclaimed humanitarian guns from the get-go. GPS is essential in protecting against stolen cars, speeding and dangerous to the public, levying fines even for personal gain, saves lives. Acme also maintains that Turner knew he was being tracked because he signed a contract. No harm, no Orwellian foul. And see, they say driving's a privilege, so we'll have to do it to get driving. It's not a privilege. The Supreme Court ruling of 1918 said that you have a right to travel in the generally accepted conveyance, that being a horse and buggy or on horseback, but that the new, not generally used conveyances can be taxed because of some international commerce clauses they had already taxing the railroads. So it all started out, well, you just got to have a license if you're driving a truck because we pay for these roads and you're making ruts. They use class envy. Yeah, make them have a license. You see? And then they're not the general conveyance. And then it was, for, I mean, folks, in the 50s in Texas, you just had a little card, 60s, 70s, and they put the face on it. Now the face scan, the thumb scan. And now the car is the general conveyance. It is a right to travel. But, you see, they use that loophole. It is not a privilege. You can go, well, I heard it was. I'm a cop. I heard it was. Yeah, the government said black people were slaves. You heard they weren't humans. Well, they are. Just because you say it doesn't mean you're God and doesn't mean it's so. So, again, this is the move. Turner's assertion is quite different. He claims that when he signed Acme Rentals agreement in October 2000, he didn't notice the warning at the top of the contract that read, vehicles in excess of posted speed limit will be charged $150 per occurrence. I had to remember $225, but this is $150. Whatever. All our vehicles are GPS equipped, and a California company charges like $300 per deal. He didn't notice it, he claims, because no other Acme contract he'd signed previously had the warning. He was a frequent customer since. As a booking agent for New Haven Palace Theater, he did a lot of traveling. Turner signed the contract and left on a long, strange trip into unintentional notoriety. And then it gets into it. And now it talks about other people getting mad about it. But you're going to have the government make you do it. By the way, they're already putting it in the city buses, which city buses in Austin have upwards of 10 digital cameras per bus now. In some cities, they're putting thumb scanners in to get on the bus. They're making cop cars. Firemen do it. So if they've got to do it, if they've got to be enslaved by it, well, why should you complain, Bubba? Starting to get it. Let me hit one more article, then we'll go to these calls and back in the news. This is out of Local 10 News, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Now, look, I'm against, you know, saying death to the Jews. But it's your First Amendment right to do that. Now, if somebody carries out that action, then you got a problem. Or attempts to. But notice the response. Listen to this. Your book contains anti-Semitic message. Students at Key Biscayne Elementary will have to hand over their yearbooks today to have a message of hate removed. An eighth grader wrote an anti-Semitic remark in German in the comment section, though misspelled, translated, it means death to the Jews. About 450 copies of the yearbook had already been distributed by the time a parent noticed the phrase and contacted the school. It's surprising that it would slip by, but in this case it did, said John Schuster of Miami-Dade County School. Students who had already had their yearbooks were told to rip out page 66. But that wasn't enough. The book was so evil it had to be returned, which is where the words appear. School principal Dr. Anna M. Roscoe also sent a letter home to parents. In part it reads, in spite of careful editing and ensure of everything printed in the memory is proper and good taste, some inappropriate material slipped by us. The eighth grader, thought to be responsible, has been suspended for the rest of the school year, which ends next week. And there's some question of, you know, again, it's so badly spelled, it may not even say that. But the point is, you can tell people, hey, this is in here, we apologize, rip it out if you want to, but it's a hate crime, remove it. But see, it's not just saying death to the Jews that does this. All over public schools, in your English class, your history class, you write an essay, if you say the word gun or firearm, you're arrested, suspended, CPS is called, you're investigated for the word gun. So see, this is all part of this new thought crime that they made the parents all turn in that book for burning. Because it said something in German that one out of 10,000 might notice. The point is it just shows the atmosphere. So they start with something like this, but then it moves on to other things, you see. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Who's up next here? Will in Missouri. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. I heard this morning on your broadcast a report about some comet or meteor or space garbage that came down in Washington or over Washington. I take a nightly walk. I live out here in Missouri in the very most rural of areas, and I have a habit of listening to the Power Hour and then shutting it off and going for a walk. So about between 12:15 and 12:30, when I was facing to the north, walking back towards my house, I saw a very, very unusual. I see hundreds and hundreds of shooting stars. There's no ambient light here, and so it's very commonplace to see them. But anyway, just for a very slow, by comparison with any other space garbage, an extremely brilliant greenish-colored object was coming down, and almost plumb, like you'd hang a plumb bob up. Almost plumb, and much slower. If you think of a shooting star as going by in a millisecond or a couple seconds, this thing was going much, much slower speed. And it was so brilliant, and it was so much bigger than anything I've ever seen before, that I actually thought that I was going to hear a thud when it went down behind the hollow there. But that was all I wanted to add. It was just a very unusual thing. I've seen lots of garbage coming around, but it was the slowest, biggest thing I'd ever seen.
I mean, how long did it take it to traverse the sky?
It didn't traverse. Shooting stars and everything that I've seen before is horizontal arcing.
This went straight down.
This one's like a plumb bob dropping. And if you would look at it, think of it in, I was just walking, okay, I'm not a scientist. But if you would think of a shooting star as taking a second in your peripheral image, this thing was like 3 seconds. It was considerably slower.
Yeah, but... I've actually seen space junk come down. That's exactly what it did.
Yeah, so it may have been that, but I just wanted to say that it, at 12:30 Central Time in the evening, between 12:15 and 12:30 approximately, in the north horizon, I did see some big thing come down, slower and very much more brilliant green, definitely in atmosphere. I saw it quite a long time because I was just facing that way, and it was just a plumb line. It came right out of wherever, and
okay,
just very slow and down, and that was it. But if that helps anybody, there you go.
All right. Thank you for the call. Interesting. Yeah. No, what I was saying is then some people extrapolate out, you know, it's the planet X. It's going to kill us. Oh, my God. You know. And, I mean, I just watch. Something's going to happen next week, folks, with, you know, planet X getting us. But then the same folks will say planet X is getting us next month and then next month. And, you know, fine. I just stick to the concentration camps and the cancer and the vaccines. You know, the horrible big stuff I can prove. The Marines trying to confiscate our guns. But the night sky is very interesting, and there have been a lot of reports of unusual things coming into the atmosphere, even in the Associated Press. So we'll come back, take a few final calls, stay with us, and a few final news articles as well.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning
All right, we got loaded phone lines, and I want to try to jam as many of you in here as possible. Try to get Jeff and Roy and Gnar in here. But before I do that, just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. And get some of these videos, show them to people, watch them yourself. This is scary stuff. Marines training to take your guns and put you in camps. When we got it on tape, You better show it to people. Police State 2000, Police State 2, the Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. Those two videos cover 9/11. My book, Descent into Tyranny, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, is about September 11th. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. George Humphrey books and books on tape on 9/11. Eric Hushman videos. You need to, the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownerships video, which is a great film that we carry. Innocents Betrayed, about government killing 180 million people last century alone after taking their guns. You need to have these videos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more of any of my films. Again, 888-253-3139. Real quick, Jeff in Florida, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing? I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to say that seeing Bush and the Pope sitting there together with that fiasco this morning was pretty disturbing. And also, as far as what you were saying about licenses earlier, I study creation science evangelism here in Pensacola, and my teacher has a creation science museum that he's adding on, and the county commissioners, because he won't pay a $50 license fee, because, you know, it's church and exempt and all that, are threatening to bulldoze down his establishment.
He's also had the feds after him, hasn't he?
Yeah, they've done that. They've shut down the radio station that carried his sermons and other sermons here in Pensacola. And
that was an unlicensed station, correct?
Yeah, they
I want to make that clear, because other stations go, what, we're going to get shut down? No, it was an unlicensed station, which is wrong. They shouldn't have done that. People have a total right to have unlicensed radio stations if they're not interfering.
Yeah. And
what else is on your mind? I'm almost out of time.
Now, I just wanted to say that he's also got some New World Order videos, and we're trying to get the word out, but people look at us like we're cross-eyed or something. So we're doing what we can over on this side, and I'm going to get your videos probably this weekend.
Well, thank you, sir. God bless. Let's go ahead and interview, or go ahead and take a call. I was thinking I'll interview that guy. You send me his info. Roy in Texas. Go ahead, Roy.
Hey, Alex, I have three of your videos, and everybody in the United States ought to see these things. I need to get the rest of them also. What I called you about were a couple of things real quick. First of all, I heard on the radio yesterday, and it's worth repeating, it might have even been on your show, it was about a doctor that had for 30 years treated cancer patients, and he said the only people that didn't have cancer were people that never received a vaccination. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't, but I mean, we've caught them, mainstream news, with cancer viruses, not just in the polio vaccines, but in lots of them.
Yeah, I know. I've heard you say that many times, and now you woke me up to that. I don't even go to the hospital anymore. You got time for another question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I got caught in a speed trap on Highway 36 going through Rogers, and there was a train there over a mile long that had every kind of military vehicle you can imagine. I mean, it had all the Humvees, the big trucks.
God let you go. I'm sure it was going to Houston for the shipped off for war. NAR in Michigan. Go ahead. You're our tail gunner. NAR, you're our last caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
All right, I just wanted to let you know, now in the state of Michigan, they passed a new law where the state boys can now go door-to-door and register to sex offenders. You know what's next?
Well, again, it's every type of crime. It's about getting us all in the system. All right, thanks for all the calls. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back on Monday, 11 to 2.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping.
order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.